لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. ربنا لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on this great ni'mah and bounty of iman, the great favor and blessings of the Deen of Islam, the origins which we find in these verses revealed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honor and the ni'mah of being in the ummah of Allah's Habib Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala in his entire creation, and also the special ni'mah and favor of Allah Ta'ala that we enjoy at present, having a masjid accessible, going to the house of Allah Ta'ala, just making one sajda, sitting in the house of Allah Ta'ala, merely remembering Allah Ta'ala. The houses of Allah Ta'ala, the places where Allah Azza wa Jal's mercies descend in great abundance. And especially for the time period that it was taken away, we value and appreciate this ni'mah and favor even more so. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إذا رأيتم الذي يتعاهد المساجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان. When you're seeing a person frequenting the masajid for the performance of salah, then testify to that person's truthfulness and sincerity of iman. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect this great ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we look at the opening five verses of surah Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Now these are extremely significant. The very first verses revealed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are some narrations that allude to the fact that Surah Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir's opening verses were revealed first, and some that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed. The reconciliation between these varying opinions is that undoubtedly the first verses revealed were the first five verses of Surah Iqra. There was a long period of time thereafter where wahi had terminated. Some put it at a period of 1.5 years. And thereafter, after that long period known as Fatratul Wahi, when wahi had terminated, and thereafter it recommenced. It recommenced with Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. And Suratul Fatiha was the first surah as an entire surah to be revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Iqra was revealed, it was only the first five verses. What does Allah Ta'ala say in the opening revelation to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And consider this revelation like the rising sun after an extremely dark night of 5 centuries of extreme jahiliyyah amongst the Arabs. And you have that night coming to an end with the rising sun of these verses revealed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Lord, of your Rabb, your sustainer, the one who has created everything in existence. خلق الإنسان من علق. And amongst those things Allah Ta'ala created, insan is very special. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala has created the human being, the insan, from a clinging, clotted piece of blood. And this is one of the stages of embryology. So Allah Ta'ala has created that human being, the insan, from a clinging, clotted piece of blood. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Allah Ta'ala says, read Indeed, your Lord, your Rabb, your Sustainer is extremely generous and gracious. Alladhi allama bil qalam, that Allah Ta'ala who has taught insan also by means of the pen. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, Allah Ta'ala has taught insan the knowledge of all of those things that a person did not know. Allah Ta'ala alone is the original giver of knowledge. So the story behind the revelation of these verses, the circumstances, our most respected mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, whom Allah blessed with amazing wisdom, knowledge, high levels of chastity, she introduces us to how these verses came about. The hadith sharif is in the Bukhari sharif. أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالح الرؤيا الصادقة. The very first phase of wahi and revelation that came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially, the precursor to the revelation of these verses, were true dreams. فَكَانَ لَا يَرَى رُؤْيَا إِلَّا جَاءَتْ مِثْلُ فَلَقِ الصُّبْحِ. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see a dream, it would turn into reality with such clarity, in the same manner that the dream had been seen, like the morning light. Just like the morning light, that is how those dreams would be translated with such clarity into reality. And this happened for a period of 6 months. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a liking to seclusion. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam found great affinity in seclusion, and for that purpose, a great mountain in Makkah Mukarramah, when we visit and we look at Jannatul Mu'alla, the famous Qabristan in Makkah Mukarramah, then behind it you will see this mountain, Jabalun Nur. In it there is a cave called Hira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go into that cave in seclusion and used to worship Allah Ta'ala fervently, reflecting and pondering on the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Some of the remnants of the teachings coming down from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in the true deen of Haqq. Whatever little remnants, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped, according to some of the commentators of tafsir, in that manner the one great Allah Ta'ala. But mostly was dedicated to muraqabah, to great reflection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go spend a lengthy period of time in that cave. Some historians put it at approximately periods of a month. When the provisions taken, would expire, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come back to his beloved respected wife Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, thereafter stock up provisions and take it back again, remain there for a period of time, and when the provisions would end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that part of tawakkul is to adopt means, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the provisions when they had expired, would come back, replenish those, and go back for worshipping and seclusion, and in this manner to and fro. When one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all alone in the cave of Hira, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, when there appears Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam says to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ana biqari'in, I am not versed in the formal art of reading. I'm unable to read formally. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught he meant to read from written scripture. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I'm unable to do so. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam hugged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very tightly, so much so that this exerted pressure on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said a second time, read, and hugged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tightly. Read again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ana biqari'in, I'm unable to do so. Third time he hugged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exerted pressure, and then left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter read the first five verses of Suratul Alaq, Surah Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. This was the first wahi and revelation. What is wahi? Literally wahi means a quick gesture. Technical definition of wahi, kalamullah al-munazzal ala nabiyyin min anbiya'ihi. Allah Ta'ala's revealed word upon a nabi from amongst anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. So this was the opening verses of Quran Kareem. What does Quran mean? Literally, Quran means that which is read. So the very purpose of the Quran Azim is it is to be read profusely, abundantly. Technical definition, if someone asks us what does the word Quran define Quran, it is given in the following words: Al-Munazzalu ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Maktubu fil Masahif, Al-Manqulu ilayna naqlan mutawatiran bila shubhatin fih. That which was revealed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was written down in a very authenticated form, dictated by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those Sahaba specialists who were scribes, and thereafter came down to us generation to generation in such multitudes in every generation from the first link in this chain, from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in right up till our time, such huge numbers narrated it onwards to the next generation that it is impossible to say that they have connived and collected and got together and fabricated it. So authenticated form of protection of the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the technical definition of the Quran Azim, that it was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written authentically in the scriptures and conveyed via authenticated form of transmission by such huge numbers in every generation that impossible that they could have gotten together and fabricated or connived these words of the Quran Azim. So this is indeed the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate are we, this ummah. Inshallah, we'll continue after the adhan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. And so our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after receiving this revelation, returned to his respected beloved wife Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, who has many many virtues. She is counted as amongst four of the greatest women folk in the history of humanity, together with Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Hadrat Maryam radiallahu anha, the wife of Fir'aun, Hadrat Asiya radiallahu anha, and in a separate hadith, the virtue of our respected mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, being amongst the most virtuous of women folk in history. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always, long after Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha departed from this dunya, counted her favors upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her selfless generosity for spending on the deen of Islam in its most difficult times. So much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when receiving a gift, would send parts of it to the associates of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha as a token of gratitude for her favors upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that why do you still remember her so fondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, she supported me when I had no other pillar of support. She spent on me when nobody else was prepared to do so. She brought iman. She's the first believer in alayhi wa sallam. She brought iman in me when most other people had rejected me. So that Khadija radiallahu anha sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yarjufu fu'aduhu, overtaken in a very, very frantic state. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shivering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zammiluni, zammiluni, that wrap me up, as a natural response to being overtaken with the severe understanding of the onerous responsibility. She wrapped Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. Once he had been at peace and calm, narrated to her what had transpired in the cave, and says, I had great fear upon myself. And the reason for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry and concern was this huge responsibility that had now been initiated. And so she then consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in amazing words that shows her depth of wisdom, her unflinching support for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where she says in very wise words, Kalla wallahi ma yukhzika Allahu abada, that never it is that you will be forsaken, no need for you to be fearful. Allah Ta'ala will never forsake your help and your assistance, will never leave you to yourself. And then she gives reasons, elaborating the outstanding qualities and characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have these impeccable ways. Allah Ta'ala will never forsake you. Innaka latasilur rahim, you enjoin family ties. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ, you carry the burden and responsibilities of the less fortunate. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ, you earn and financially support those who are destitute, those who have nothing at all. وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفِ, you have the noble quality of honoring the guest. You treat your guests with great hospitality. And lastly, وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, you assist the various causes of haqq and truth. So you enjoin family ties, you carry the burden of the less fortunate, you see to the financial needs of the destitute who have absolutely nothing. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ, you treat your guests with honor and respect and great lengths of hospitality. And lastly, you assist in all the causes of haqq and truth. For these reasons, Allah Ta'ala will never forsake you. She understood that these are the qualities that draws the mercy and the help of Allah Ta'ala. Amazing, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala wanted to migrate away from Makkah Mukarrama, Ibn al-Daghina, a leader of the Arabs, brought him back and consoled him in the same words, a person like you cannot leave Makkah Mukarrama, for you have these qualities. And in almost exactly the same words, elaborated the impeccable mannerisms of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the first of the males to accept Islam, lived in the shadow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she says that, fine, let me take you to my cousin whose name was Waraqah bin Nawfal. Now this was a man who, majority of the people in Arabia were idol worshippers. He had accepted Christianity in the original teaching of Sayyidina Isa alaihi wasallam before that. Used to write down parts of the previous scriptures, translate them into the Arabic language from the Injil. He used to write down and translate into Arabic. So he was well versed in the previous scriptures, understood Nubuwat and Wahi. And when she brings Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her cousin Waraqah bin Nawfal, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had transpired. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated what had happened in the cave of Hira, immediately he says, هَذَا النَّمُّوسَ الَّذِي جَاءَ مُوسَى, this is exactly the same confidant, the same angel that came down to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And then he says, definitely you are on haqq and truth. Allah has chosen you with his great honor. And then he says on further, لَيْتَنِي أَكُونُ فِيهَا جَذْعًا laytani akunu hayyan idh yukhrijuka qawmuk. How I wish that my life can be prolonged, and how I wish and yearn and desire that I can be there at the time when your nation will expel you from the city so that I can render you selfless assistance. How I wish I can be around to help you when your nation expels you from the city. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amazed, because up to now he was as-sadiq al-ameen, the most trustworthy, the most truthful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, will my nation really expel me from the city? And then he says that this is the general trend. No Nabi before you has come with the message that you will convey, except that there was severe enmity from within the nation, but obviously remaining steadfast up to then. And wal aqibatu lil muttaqin, a good end is guaranteed for those who have the quality of taqwa, Allah awareness and piety. However, this desire of his was not fulfilled. A short while thereafter, he passed away. Thereafter, as mentioned, the period of wahi, approximately 1.5 years, according to some commentators, was terminated. And thereafter came, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once walking, seen Jibreel alayhi salam, one wing covering the entire horizon, east to west. And he came with the verses of Surah Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir. So these are the opening verses of Surah Al-Alaq, Surah Iqra. We look at the basic meanings further, inshallah ta'ala. And also we learn from here the outstanding attributes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that draws the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, to inculcate those. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.